What is up? Welcome to another edition of Sacktown Movie Buffs. Once again, I'm Pierre, and again, there will be no Jason for this particular recording, as I am actually finalizing my top 10 Halloween-themed films for this season. And coming in at number one is going to be none other than, of course, who else, or what else, I should say, Halloween, the 1978 version. And I say without further ado, I say we get right into it. So this is the film that basically started it all. The original Halloween, the original Michael Myers, the story of Michael Myers as a kid, basically murders his sister, is committed to a mental hospital for about 15 years, breaks out, and then goes on a killing rampage spree, as we all know. So just a really phenomenal film. It's not only number one for me as far as, you know, my number one Halloween themed film, it's also probably in my top five Halloween or top five horror films of all time, I should say. Just a really, really great film. I love it so much. It's just, it's you know, I watch a lot of horror films, and some of the ones that I watch from, say, like the 80s or 70s or 60s or anything that predates those. And a lot of times they, unfortunately, you know, somebody that, you know, is kind of more of an 80s baby, grew up in the 80s, you know, some of those older ones for me just feel a little dated sometimes. However, this particular film, I feel like holds up. It's still very strong. It's a film I can still watch any time of the week or any time of the day, and it still holds up. It's just a really, really good, you know, horror slasher film. You know, definitely, I'd say one of the best films, you know, ever made, in my opinion. It's a film that kind of was like my first horror film that I probably ever watched as a kid. It came out in 78. I probably didn't see it till I was, you know, in the 80s sometime. It was probably like, you know, six or seven or something of that nature when I actually watched it for the first time. And it's a film that, you know, I enjoyed even as a little 6-7 year old kid, and have watched it, you know, I don't know how many times over the years. I would say probably at least 20, you know, 20 times probably minimum, you know, over the last, you know, 40 some odd years. So it's just a really, really great film. You know, most people have probably seen the original Halloween. If you haven't, you definitely need to. You know, if you're only watching just this new current series of the Halloween films, definitely urge you to go back and watch this one and just kind of see how it all began. Like I said, I really love the Halloween series just in general. I like the different sprawling timelines that it has. Some films are obviously better than others. Like I said, I like, you know, the original Halloween. I do like the second one as well of this series. It didn't make my countdown, but I do like that one quite a bit. You know, and then, you know, obviously a lot of people, Halloween 3 kind of has a love-hate relationship for most people. Because if you know, Michael Myers isn't actually in that one. So when it came out, it was kind of universally panned initially because it didn't have Michael Myers. And then they obviously brought him back for part 4, 5, and 6 and kind of so on. That particular one though, I think it's kind of picked up a cult following over the last few years. I still don't necessarily love that one personally. It's not a bad horror film. I just, I don't know. It's just like, give me Michael Myers, you know what I mean? So it's not terrible. And then obviously there's been a different, you know, series of sprawling films, including, you know, the most recent ones with the Halloween Kills and the Halloween Ends. You know, you got the Halloween H2O. So you have all these different sprawling timelines of Halloween. But this is the original one. And I think everybody regards as, you know, I think almost everybody probably would regard this one as the best Halloween film ever and the best Halloween theme film ever as well, if you ask me. But let me know in the comments, have you seen the original Halloween? Did you like it? Did you not like it? As always, if you like our content, we ask that you follow, like, subscribe, you hit those bell notifications, and we'll be back again soon with some more shows. Didn't watch a whole lot of films over the week, so it might be another week or so before Jason and I are back on the fold and we're reviewing some new and more current films. And stay tuned because I might have another series coming for the month of November as well. So stay tuned for that. I think I'm going to try to do something, you know, throughout the year where I try to do a specialty series. I don't know if I'll do it every single month, but I'll definitely try to do something periodically, you know, maybe, like I said, for Thanksgiving, maybe we'll do something, you know, obviously Thanksgiving type films. And then I got a big plan for, you know, once we get into December for Halloween or for Christmas films. I said Halloween again, but let me know in the comments and I'll be back again soon with another show. We thank you guys for watching and hope you have a great day.